Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are joined by
Joe Blanchio, DC Shorts Programming Director.
Awesome, and we are talking about the DC Shorts Laughs Virtual Festival here, which is going to be online June 16th through the 21st. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. We're always excited to talk about all our events, but in a time like this, DC Shorts Laughs seems to be an apropos thing we need.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because, you know, there's so much, tragedy and, you know, not only with coronavirus, but now, you know, with the racial protests that have broken out over the death of George Floyd. It feels like America's sort of been hit by a double whammy here lately. And, you know, it's easy to feel depressed and, you know, even me covering stories, you know, we're covering serious stories all the time. But talk about why, you know, maybe folks could use a laugh and why this could be, you know, a little bit of a relief.
Yeah. DC Shorts Laughs is something that we've always done. It's a way to sort of combine people's love of film and love of stand-up comedy. And it's always been sort of one of our go-to. We do it at different times, so it isn't always this time. And we did, you know, with all that's going on, we did sort of debate, is it something that we do? Is it something that we don't do? And I think that the staff and the board sort of came together and thought it really is a good time to sort of bring some levity. And not that we're, you know, disregarding sort of what's going on, because we certainly, you know, advocate for Black Lives Matter and all the, you know, realities that COVID has brought. But it really is just a way to sort of bring together people to sort of, you know, spend that 90 to 120 minutes of just sort of having fun and not forgetting what's going on, but just sort of putting that a little on the back burner and sort of just having fun and chuckling and enjoying some great comedic film and wonderful directors who are going to be, you know, talking about their films and why they made the films. Obviously a very different time than we're in now, but we think the culmination of the event will be really, you know, it'll be a nice way to sort of forget what's going on for a little bit.
For sure. And just so our listeners know, you can, you can see all six films here. They'll be available from the 16th to the 21st, but you can, you know, get all six for just $12. So that's, you know, what you would pay for a normal movie theater ticket, except you get, you know, six movies out of it. I want to go into them individually in a minute, but first, talk about how these are even curated. Is this sort of like, you know, the funniest films that played at the most recent, you know, DC Shorts, or is it new stuff?
Yeah, it's a little of both. It's things that were submitted that didn't screen. It's things that were submitted that did screen, just got great audience feedback. And also what we tried to do was have a little bit of everything, even within the comedy genre. Like, some people really like dry humor, and I think we have some of those, and some sort of black comedy. Some really sort of laugh out loud, funny things that you think, at least you hope that everybody would enjoy and laugh at, because, you know, granted, we don't all laugh at the same things, but some of these I think everybody will laugh at. So, you know, we tried to curate a program that really was a wide variety of even comedy. I think sometimes people think of comedy and they think of everything being, you know, matchy-matchy and like, and they really aren't. They're very unique and approach comedy in a very different way. So we're excited to show sort of the breadth of what comedic film is all about.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's go into the movies. Let's do it one by one. Tell me about The Age of Bryce.
Yeah, The Age of Bryce is one of those sort of precocious kids with an overprotective mother who, you know, you just sort of cringe at everything that comes out of her mouth, and the boy just sort of takes it in stride. It listens to all this and sort of he's too young to sort of understand all of it, but realizes there's something not quite right with his mother. And in the end, sort of he becomes the hero, and his mother sort of sees things differently through this precocious little kid. And it's just really, again, sort of sweet. And I think although we may not have been in that particular situation, we all know kids and mothers like this. So it's like it's sort of a fun way to laugh at people who are just, you know, we understand, let's put it that way.
Awesome. All right, so then tell me about The Chase by Mike Doyle.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because I think when we saw it in this was in the festival, it sort of may have been seen as differently because the main character is African American, and you sort of now see some of the, you know, the nuances that may or may not have been intended. And it's just about a new couple who are having a nice dinner with their two, you know, best friends, and their the wife's cell phone gets stolen, and the wife takes off after the perpetrator, and then the husband sort of thinks, oh, maybe I should do something as well. And then he sort of takes over. And it's just an interesting little take on the chase and who's chasing who, and inevitably it becomes this twist. But again, just a very simple comedy. Some people find, I think, laugh out loud, while other people find sort of more of a dry sense of humor. But it really does bring to light some really important topics, but in a comedic way.
Awesome. That sounds really funny. Let's Porch Light. Tell us, what's Porch Light about?
Porch Light is cowboys in their underwear. There's certainly a backstory, but that alone should get people interested in laughing. But again, it's this twist where, you know, is what you see what you actually see? And then it may morph and become something different. And it's just really simple but layered. I mean, I think if you watch the film, you can guffaw and, you know, really sort of have a good time. And then you sort of think about what's said and what's done and what actually happened. And there is some, I don't want to say heavy, because it's, you know, it's really a funny comedy. But, you know, it does sort of bring up some points you can think about and sort of talk about. And we hope that it, again, spurs some discussion beyond, well, that was cute and fun. So, yeah, and that's a female director we love to, you know, when we see underrepresented communities sort of in front of and behind the camera. So we're happy to include that for many reasons.
Definitely. And then another female director on Holy Cannoli. What's that one about?
Yeah, Carolina. So this particularly hit home. It's based in the UK, but it's an Italian film in the UK. My last name's Bilancio. I grew up in a very Italian family in Indiana, believe it or not.
You don't say.
A lot of the same sort of things. This was a little girl, and I was a little boy, but you still see, you know, lots of food, lots of overprotective Italian grandmothers, and John Travolta. Enough said. But it's really about sort of a girl coming into age and how the parents have this difficulty talking about, you know, sex and sort of learning to appreciate and understanding what that means, as told through parents and grandparents and how they communicate those things that are uncomfortable to talk about, that end up maybe confusing us more than enlightening us. It's really a very sort of light and fun comedy, Italian and English, and the two combine really to make it a very enjoyable 16 minutes.
Cool. And then tell me about Delivery.
Yeah, Delivery is a really unique, you know, I don't want to say a twist again, because a lot of these sound to have these twists, but it really is sort of a twist to this one. And this is one that I would call a darker comedy. And if people aren't necessarily ready for it, it may sort of shock. But it really is a very funny story. And the thing that's really highlighted here, sort of the gig economy, how we all have these personal ratings that sort of may or may not be held over our head, and how that impacts what we do and how we act or react. And that sort of the bottom line, the tale of the tale in this one. And it's really it's very cute, and again, I think people will find it funny, but people who might be much more a fan of darker humor will, you know, really think that this one is great. So, as I do.
Awesome. And then last but not least, tell me about Tight Spot.
Yeah, Tight Spot is it's as simple as 4 minutes, but it packs a lot into that 4 minutes. Shoe Shines, Mafia, Mistaken Identity. And Kevin is a friend of the festival. He's been here, you know, a couple times and has submitted. He's just nominated for a BAFTA student award, so we're very excited for that. He was an NYU student who just has been a sort of a staple of the festival, so it's always nice to see his progress. And this was one of his first films. It's just really, it's just so well done, yet it's so comical and interesting to sort of to see and to understand and comprehend. But it's a, you know, again, it's one of those simple comedies that that has many layers to it. The thing that I think is really interesting is comedy is such a difficult genre, and if you talk to many directors, they stay away from comedy because it is hard. But these are all so well done, they're well made, they're well crafted. And we're really excited not only bring the films, but to be able to bring the people who have crafted them to talk about, you know, how they did it. So we're just, you know, in case you can't tell from my voice, we're very, very excited about what, you know, what we're going to present.
Now, when you say when you bring the filmmakers to talk about it, you know, in a typical year, it would be them coming up for a Q&A after the screening in person. But how are you guys doing Zoom chats, or how's that going to work?
We are. I keep forgetting we're on radio and you can't see my air quotes and bringing them in. But yeah, we'll be doing a Zoom call. And I think we have 9 at the moment. It seems like it keeps sort of morphing to, you know, more and more people are very excited about the opportunity to talk. And it's easier because we don't have to bring them in. They're, you know, sitting in their living room or their kitchen, or I think one person is in their bathroom, but it's easier for them to sort of to do it. And yeah, it's a Zoom, and it's not only me. I'm it's funny because Peter, our executive director, said, you know, we're going to do this DC Laughs, and by the way, you're going to co-host. And I'm like, well, I'm about the least funny person I know.
No, so, give yourself more credit.
Well, yeah, I think sometimes it's unintended, but, you know, we do what we can. And we're going to have Amir Yazdani, who's a local comedian as well, and he is very funny. So we're happy to have him sort of bring some levity to the event as well and ask some questions that, you know, that I may not be able or not afraid to ask. So that's another thing we're very excited about.
Awesome. And that Zoom filmmaker talk back, everyone, is on Friday, June 9th, 7 p.m. So check out the 6 films and then make sure to, you know, check out the Zoom talk as well. Cool. Well, before we go, you know, any sense of, you know, where we go from here? I know it's impossible to predict, you know, COVID reopening or second waves or any of that. But are you affecting? I know you guys do the actual DC Shorts in the fall. I mean, are you guys just in wait and see mode?
We are. Well, we're not in wait and see mode because what we don't want to do is end up being too late to make a decision either way. So I think we're actually planning sort of 3 festivals. One is this festival that exists where people actually go, and however that, you know, is planned out, whether we need to do 50% or 75%, you know, we don't know, but we are planning for that to exist. We're also planning where the whole thing will be online. We're learning new platforms and new ways of presenting material and new ways of interacting with not only our filmmakers, but our community as well. And then the third is sort of this hybrid where maybe we have an opening and a closing and a get-together, physical get-together, and then we do things online as well. So it really is a unique, and it's not just us, it's all other arts organizations and film festivals, and sort of we're all navigating this new world. But, you know, because we don't know what things are going to be like in September, we really do have to sort of plan for all the possibilities, and that's what we're doing. You know, for us, it's really, we're happy to present film, that's what we do. We love our community, we love the fact that they love what we do. So if we aren't able to physically be there with them, it is sad because we get so much fun. That's, you know, for myself and the rest of the staff, just the interaction with the filmmakers and the interaction with the community is really so integral to what we do. It would really be sad, but we also want to make sure that we provide something to them, if that's physical or online. So, you know, we do what we can, and everybody's in this together, and, you know, we appreciate the support that people are giving us, and things like this are, you know, our little way to show, you know, our support of the community that supports us.
Awesome. Glad you have 3 plans in place, depending what happens. So, awesome. Thanks again, everybody. It's June 16th through the 21st, DC Shorts Laughs. Joe Valencia, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.